What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got a all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. Impact with trust. It's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor. I'm your host, Greg Sylvander. Tonight's floor plan with me, Brian Fonseca. We are going to dissect the Miami Heat's 115-104 victory over the Charlotte Hornets. This was a team they saw twice in a row. I got to check them out in Charlotte. Tonight it was in Miami. Miami takes care of business. There's plenty to get into in this game. So as I said, Brian joins me. The floor plan is we're going to go through this matchup. This was a game that Miami, there's no excuses. Even though that Miami is a team that is not whole, neither is Charlotte. And Charlotte's not particularly good. So they had to get this victory at home, and they did. And so before we dive into the matchup, before we dive into what we liked, what we didn't like, y'all know directly where we're heading. We're going into the Rocky Sports Gamer of the Night.
And now on Five on the Floor, it's time for the Gamer of the Night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500 square foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all day passes available for just $25, but if you mention Five Reasons, it's just $20. So mention Five Reasons or 5RSN, you get to play all day for $20. And now, the Gamer of the Night.
Y'all know I'm going for the easy plug here. The man with enough cojones to take the most field goal attempts on the whole team, coming off the bench in 33 minutes, Jaime Jaquez Jr., 17 points, 7 of 16 from the field, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 turnovers, a steal. This guy, long stretches in the second half where he was initiating stuff, and he is so confident, and I just could not be more overwhelmed by how awesome he's been. I think, Brian, you probably were one of the few people that was on to this. Sean as well, hat tip to him. But you also saw really great things. I do not want to diminish, because I'm propping up Jaime, because I just love what he's doing. The Rook is killing it night after night after night. But you saw really great stuff from Duncan, from Kyle, from others. Of the other guys that we mentioned, maybe Duncan and Kyle in particular, what happened tonight against Charlotte that you liked or disliked with those guys that ended up having to be, you know, big time contributors? Duncan played 40 minutes tonight.
Okay. So Jaime Jaquez, first of all, 7 of 16, it felt more efficient than I guess it appeared at the end of the night. 17, 6, and 8, the 8 being the assists. You're not getting that from a lot of backup threes. You're not getting that from a lot of backup wings. You're not getting that from a lot of starting wings. You're not getting that from a lot of rookies. Jaime Jaquez is just a different dude. He had a 4-to-1 assist turnover ratio as well. Just looks very comfortable with the ball. Looks like the third best rookie in the NBA. Somebody who's going to be all rookie first team as long as he stays healthy. Knock on wood that that's the case. And I think that he is somebody who we're going to have big picture conversations about as it relates to some of the others on the roster and what his role is going forward, because it's going to come a time and place where he's too good to continue coming off the bench. Maybe not this season, but you can't go into next year and Jaime Jaquez is coming off the bench. Like, six man Jaime Jaquez after getting all rookie team, if he's again healthy, not going to be the move. So I think we can get to that another time, because they won and this is a podcast after a game, not a big picture one. We will have those conversations very soon. As it relates to others, I thought the bench in general that Jaime Jaquez came off of was very effective. Jamal Cain at 14, he had a rough start. He had a very rough time where we were talking about this on Playback, where he airballed the three. And then immediately after, I think it was a bad turnover or something along those lines, just a couple bad plays in a row. But to his credit, showed some character, rebounded at 14 points, had 3 assists, and also shot 5 of 12 of 29 minutes. We were talking about who's going to be the guy that sort of steps up, who's going to be one of these young guys that breaks through and plays tonight. Jamal Cain was that dude, and Duncan Robinson, who you mentioned. I'm going to mention Duncan Robinson, and I'm going to mention Kyle Lowry real quick. So I'm just going to breeze through both these guys real quick. Duncan Robinson was great. 6 of 9 from 3, 23 points. Should have taken his over instead of Caleb Martin's. Another story for another day. But Duncan Robinson, very, very, very effective. Once again, I don't know how he comes off the bench when you know who comes back off of injury. I'm not talking about Bam. I'm talking about the other dude. And that being Mr. Hero. Don't know how Duncan Robinson comes off the bench when Tyler Hero comes back.
Neither do I.
So we'll talk about that another time. But you also got Kyle Lowry, just, you know, casual 17 on 5 of 5 shooting, 4 for 4 from 3. Just quietly had a very effective game. I feel like more people are going to come away talking about Duncan Robinson, Jaime Jaquez, et cetera. But Kyle Lowry was also pretty big tonight.
He was. There was a lot to take away from this game. I mean, if you look at the fact that neither of these teams took care of the ball particularly well, it was really hurting Miami early in this game. And then as things went on, what Miami essentially started to do is just shoot the hell out of the ball, and they never stopped. They were in the 96th percentile per cleaning the glass tonight with the three-point shooting. It was up over, I mean, it had to be 50% or more. From the corner three, they were at 70%. That is huge for a Miami team. And so those are those key metrics. We also want to look at the shot distribution for these Heat lineups. They were 39% at the rim, 28% from mid-range, and then 34% or 33% of their field goal attempts came from three. That's balance. Shout out to Sean Rochester. Whenever he can't be here, I'm getting his stat on the damn show. So that's the kind of balance that we're getting closer to. Love to see that. Kyle was productive tonight. They needed him to be productive because Caleb Martin did not shoot well. He did some of the other things, but the stuff that we saw up in Charlotte was not consistent with what we saw tonight. And you're right, Jamal Cain came through with a really big effort. And although it wasn't always efficient because he started out bad, he redeemed himself. That is character building. They need teams. They need guys to have their character built. Orlando Robinson is a guy who's going through character building. He only played 12 minutes tonight. And I wonder what that's going to look like when they eventually have to go back to him. He started and now he only played 12 minutes. Is he injured? I don't think he is. So we'll see where that goes. But before we go any further, I do want Brian to kick us off with the Insurance by Lynette play of the night.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette play of the night, sponsored by InsuranceByLynette.com and A Aggressive Insurance Agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8255. 8800. That's 954-581-8800 or insurancebylinette.com. That's insurancebylinette.com with two N's and two T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program, reach out to Lynette at insurancebylinette.com.
So yeah, the A aggressive play of the night goes to none other than Thomas Bryant. Brian, take him through it.
Thomas Bryant had a dunk earlier in this game. I believe it was on Nick Richards, but Thomas Bryant came in, which may have been to the surprise of a good portion of people who have been following along with this team. Thomas Bryant comes into the game for Orlando Robinson, and at some point in the second quarter, he goes on a little bit of a run. He gets a couple buckets, one of them being a two-handed poster. Again, I think it was on Nick Richards. And who it was on is irrelevant to this conversation, though I'm pretty positive it was Nick Richards. Thomas Bryant is not dead, people, because people seem to think that Thomas Bryant is like, oh, he's washed. They got to get rid of him immediately, whatever. And I will remind people.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight it handles. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard. So better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. Harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Said this on Playback, said this on Floor Zeroes, and I'm going to say it here on the big show, where Thomas Bryant's a backup center. No shit, right? Thomas Bryant's a backup center. He was signed on a veteran minimum contract. He's here on a 1+1. We'll have a player option next year, so can come back if he wants to Miami. But he is a backup center. I don't know what people were expecting.
Yep.
From signing Thomas Bryant, if they were anticipating that this was going to be Bam Jr. or that this was going to be all of a sudden, like, go find all the good backup NBA centers, like really legitimately good backup NBA centers. If there were a lot of them, they would be starting. And like, go tell me who is like the great backup center for any team in the NBA this year. Really? Like, I don't even think Nikola Jokic has one. They've been playing DeAndre Jordan at different points over the last couple seasons. You know what I mean? Like, so I think people need to lay off Thomas Bryant. He's good for what he is. And the reason he is there And yes, I did use the play of the night to make this a larger conversation about Thomas Bryant in the center position.
That's what we do here.
Thomas Bryant, who's good tonight, 11 and 9 in 16 minutes, 5 of 7 shooting. That's what you want from your backup center in terms of production, right? Gave you good energy, really good energy. We're sort of feeding off of maybe the crowd and just the play in general. I thought the bench, again, was very strong, minus Kevin Love's shooting, but Kevin Love did some other productive things out there, like rebound. Thomas Bryant is on the roster, guaranteed for the rest of the season, and, well, contractually, his salary is guaranteed for the rest of the season. Orlando Robinson's is not. This is why Orlando Robinson needs to play now. He is $850K guaranteed. And on January 10th, your boy's birthday, by the way. And on January 10th, that will go up to, I believe, $1.8 million guaranteed. So basically, yeah, he'll be guaranteed for the full season, Greg. And in July, he becomes guaranteed, if he makes it to July, for next year, which is going to be like $2.5 million, basically the equivalent of whatever his minimum or near minimum is at that point. So the point of this is Orlando Robinson is playing ahead of Thomas Bryant, not because he's necessarily better, but because theoretically he has a higher ceiling. Thomas Bryant, you know what he is, for better or for worse, 7 years in. Orlando Robinson's more of a mystery. You could sign him to a longer term contract if he lasts this contract. Keep him under team control. And right now he's under team control and he's their developmental piece. This is why Ethan was on this pod saying they want Orlando Robinson to win the backup job, because financially that is more palatable for this team. Everything comes back to just the business of basketball and the business of the NBA. We like to think this is about the game and the fans and shit. This is operated like a business. And Orlando Robinson has a month to basically prove himself, otherwise that he could just cut him loose.
Yeah.
If he proves himself, they can keep him and then decide to move Thomas Bryant. If they want, they could trade for another big who can, you know, take that spot. They could put Kevin Love there if they want to instead for the duration of the season. But Thomas Bryant is always going to be a sort of break in case of emergency. If they want to go back to him, they can go back to him at any point this year because he's paid like a veteran minimum guy, because he is. That means you can take him in and out of the rotation as you please, and no one's going to have a big issue with it. But Orlando Robinson needs to play right now, so this is what it is. And if he doesn't perform over the next month, they can move on if they so choose.
Yeah, and I that's an interesting point, because I don't think a lot of people expected them to maybe part ways with him throughout the season. Like, that maybe that decision was made before the season started when they kept him, when they had the guarantee date back then. But you're right. The only saving grace may be, despite however he plays, the fact that they're already rolling with one less on the roster. Like, how many more people are you going to cut? And then you have to get up to a minimum and things like that. But you never know. If you get a 2-for-1 trade, something like that, this is where these things can start to get interesting.
So here's one of the ways they can do this is you can cut Orlando Robinson if you decide to on January 9th. You can convert one of your current two-way guys and then just add another two-way guy. Drew Peterson just walked to the Boston Celtics. He could have been one of those guys. But basically what I think they might end up doing is, if Orlando Robinson doesn't stay on the team, which I think he has a good chance of doing, right? Like, I think if you made me bet, it's probably 50-50. Don't make me bet. I had multiple bad beats tonight. But basically with Orlando Robinson, what I think they could be likely to do is, if you know this team, is if they were to let him go, what they'd probably do is just convert one of the guys on a two-way contract. I don't know which one. I would hope to see RJ Hampton get a shot at some point, but it's been injuries and stuff, so he'll be at Sioux Falls for a while. We'll see what happens with Cole Swider and the rest.
Yeah.
But then you could just add another. You could just convert a two-way guy to that spot, have him on a 1+1 type of deal, another Heat contract, right, that you could just sort of lay it out the same sort of way. And their salary for next year is non-guaranteed unless they make it to opening night or whatever. And then you just bring in another two-way guy because you could do that.
See, I don't know if maybe I lack the guts, but I don't know that any of the guys that are in the current pipeline, including the two ways, are the type of players that are going to be able to be inserted into this rotation and make a difference this year. And right now, those guys need to be able to help, right? now, immediately. Like, it can't be down the road. And so that's this weird conundrum that they're in. Luckily, it sounds like Bam Adebayo should be back in the next week, per source. I think that is really good information that I think is worth sharing. I also am hearing more and more that Tyler Hero is getting close. So the Heat are closer to getting whole. Haywood Highsmith, we don't know about. And to that point, let's go to the Eric Rubenstein injury report.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is he can help you get your money that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
Tonight's injury report. You didn't have Hero. You didn't have Bam. You didn't have Haywood Highsmith. That's three starters in theory. And we'll see going forward. Orlando Robinson played 12 minutes. I don't think that's due to injury. So the team is getting closer to being whole. I think Haywood Highsmith is probably the player that we have the biggest question mark surrounding. Otherwise, expect Tyler Hero to be back soon. Expect Bam Adebayo to be back within the next week. That is all good things. Brian, closing thoughts before we close up shop on the Miami Heat's victory over the Charlotte Hornets. This was a two-game set where they played them in Charlotte and then came down to Miami, and they ended up getting both games. This one, 115-104. Final thoughts.
We haven't talked about Jimmy. Might as well spend a couple minutes on him before we get out of here. 15 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. I didn't feel like he was 10. Jimmy Butler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's also December, and, you know, if it's December and an 82-game season and I'm 34 and I'm in year 13 or whatever, I'm probably going to have some nights where I shoot 8 times. I think 6 of these shots were in the first half also. And Jimmy is clearly open to the idea of letting his teammates sort of cook like Jaime Jaquez did in the second half, like Duncan Robinson did in the second half and all night long. I don't think this is like a big deal. I mean, Jimmy played well, all things considered. He just wasn't Jimmy. But, I mean, Jimmy Butler got 10 assists, which I was like, what? He did that? But he was deferring a lot. And ultimately, it's a game against Charlotte that we're not going to remember for much too long. We'll see what happens when Bam, Tyler, and Haywood Highsmith, presumably after those two, because we don't really know what's going on in terms of the duration of that injury. But, yeah. You know, I just think Jimmy's been fine. Jimmy's been about what I expected to this point of the season. By the way, he's quietly averaging 22, 5, and 4, and 46% shooting. So it's not like – I think people are acting like he's like putting up 17, 4, and 3 as like most 34-year-old stars would at this point. But, I mean, it's not LeBron James doing what he's doing at near 40 years old. But, yes, it's kind of defiant to what we know people at this age do. And that's scary to think about, given that Jimmy Butler, I feel like, is going to get better as the season goes. And we'll start to see him just sort of kick it up to another gear in February. So I don't make much of the lack of scoring or the lack of shooting tonight. It's sort of how the game played out. And no, I'm not worried about Jimmy because, I mean, it's been
they
a little bit
Jaime
of a
Hawkins. That's right. Right.
That's the other thing. It's like, you know, you got Jimmy 2.0 coming off the bench right now. You know, so
I'm so impressed by that kid. I hope I don't put unrealistic expectations on him, but he just takes on, you know, we were doing shows a couple weeks ago and I said he's going to have to take on more, and he's taken on more, and he hasn't even flinched. And to me, that is huge. Tonight in a game against Charlotte, in a team that can't really run offense, so they're just going to try to push the ball. The Heat got out in transition on 19% of their possessions. That was better than Charlotte. So, like, even in a game like this where Charlotte's trying to mix it up, they couldn't get to what they wanted to do in a fashion more than Miami. They got the victory. Jaime Jaquez continues to the ascension is real, y'all. So this was a big win for the Heat. I like that they got this home victory. We'll see what comes next as they have a stretch of games against some Central Division opponents. We will have you covered for those. Brian, thank you for joining us. Thank you to our sponsors. And we are out of here.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.